Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Of course, when you put your art out there, share your voice out there, try to do something big, try to try new things, people are going to judge it. That's been happening since you were in elementary school. It should not surprise you anymore. So now the job is deal with it better. And I know that's hard to say because you're like, well, Brendan, you don't understand. People say these horrible things. I'm like, hey, listen, I'll put up something about personal development, like how to deal with rejection, or I'll put up something like how to achieve your goals faster. And people will sometimes in the comments literally threaten my family, or they'll say something just horrible because that's about them, their state of mind, their values, how they've been showing up in the world, not about my personal development videos, right? Because ultimately, you just look at what you're putting out there. If you're putting out good things and people are applying hate to that, that's because they were good people who got trapped in a hate cycle in their own life. And they're just expressing what is true to them, not true to what you are doing. And once you get that, it doesn't upset you as much anymore.
Strategy number one for dealing with haters, anticipate them and anticipate that they will always be there no matter how good you do, how successful you become, how much you donate, how well you lead, how good of a human you are. Anticipate, right? That old saying, anticipation is power, is totally true. I know no matter what I put up, I'm gonna get judged and hated. Why? Because listen, when the Dalai Lama puts up something, he gets hatred and vitriol, right? When the nicest person you've ever met says something incredibly nice online, like someone will post a picture of their cat and say, I love my cat, isn't the cat cute? And someone will say, that's the ugliest cat I've ever seen. Aren't you weird for liking cats? And aren't you stupid for having nothing else to post but cats? It's like the most innocent, simple things. You can post a picture of your child and people will judge why you posted a picture of your child. Like there is no way out at this point. So you must anticipate no matter what you are going to do, people are going to judge it. And once you anticipate that that is real, now you have power. Like it's like when you expect it. Like have you ever gone to a Halloween like haunted house and you went around the first time and everything scared the crap out of you? The second time you took a friend through, nothing scared you because you know where the boogeyman jumps out. Guess what? Every single time you post something, somebody might judge it, right? People thought Van Gogh was crazy and his art sucked. People thought Monet was messing up, you know, more classical Renaissance style. Like all the greats have people who call them crazy and judge them and hate on them. Why would you think you're gonna be different? You know, I think that's the challenge is that so many people never learn their lessons from being younger, that judgment always happens. And they never learn to get over the fears of rejection. They never learn to get over the hatred. And so what they're carrying in their adult bodies and minds is this tremendous fear. Because listen, if you don't learn to anticipate it, then you're just gonna always fear it. You're always gonna be like, oh, wait, might this happen? And then when it does, it throws you off. You know, I've written 6 best-selling books now. And every single one of them, you know, on Amazon, these books become massive books in the personal development, self-help, and psychology fields, right? Massive bestsellers. And inevitably, you go there, there's gonna be hundreds or thousands of one-star comments next to the hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of 5-star comments, right? We'll get one email that says, oh my God, Brendan, this book changed my life. And another email that says, you're a piece of crap. Why would I let any of them move my center, right? I don't let the positive stuff in the world move my center. I don't let the negative stuff move my center. Because when you really anticipate that you're gonna get it, you can also learn to anticipate how should you deal with it? Like you need to make a decision today how you're gonna deal with that next hater because they're coming for you. And the bigger you get, the more they come. The bigger you get, the more horrible they get. The bigger you get, the more they attack you privately, consistently, over and over. And I don't say that to scare you. I say, that's totally gonna happen. It's just like when you start a business, guess what? You're gonna have to pay more taxes. That doesn't mean you don't start your business. It doesn't mean you don't share your art just because there's gonna be some haters. So please anticipate it's gonna happen. Then anticipate how you're going to deal with it. I just go, I'm gonna deal with this great. I'm not gonna let this throw me off. I'm gonna value my art and my work over the judgments of people who don't know me, don't know my art, don't know my work, don't know my students, don't know what I'm trying to do in the world. Why would you let somebody who doesn't know you control your feelings? Why would you do that? So you gotta anticipate that you're gonna get some of this and you're gonna stay centered, you're gonna stay positive about it, and that's a better way to deal with this. Second big thing that I do in dealing with haters is I don't ever, ever try to explain or make an excuse or engage haters. Never, never. Most of the time it's just delete, get them out of there. Like block them from your community. Like your job isn't just to protect your ego. Your job is to protect your community. And when you get haters in there, block them, delete them, get them out of there. And people go, well, Brendan, that's just, I mean, how can you do that? Shouldn't you show everybody's voice? I'm like, no, because everybody's voice, when it's hatred or negative, I don't need to let that into my community. Like my job is to be the guardian of my community, just like I'm supposed to be the guardian of my family. And just like I'm supposed to be the guardian of my own mind. And so if these people come up and they're doing it over and over, block them. I'm fine. And so should you be if you get constructive criticism. Hey, Brendan, have you ever thought about doing this? Or, hey, I saw that. You could have done this better. Like, those kinds of things we never delete. It's the people who are just cussing, swearing, saying negative things. You're just like, this is just, it's a person venting off because they had a bad day versus someone who's engaging and trying to make me or the art or the community better, right? That's what's really important to know. That's really important to know, is that you don't have to allow them in the community. You also don't have to explain yourself. And I always say this, stop trying to explain, just demonstrate. That's it. Just demonstrate. Demonstrate by showing up time and time and time again. Demonstrate by staying the course. Demonstrate by being authentically you. Demonstrate by not giving up. Demonstrate that no matter what they're gonna say, you're gonna keep showing up and doing you. You know, everybody said, you know, probably in the fifth major impressionist painting that Monet did, this is kind of crazy, looks stupid. He just kept being prolific at his own art. And now, one of the greats, one of the legends, right? Think of every musician that you love, every major star in any area, whether it's a rock star or whether it's somebody you look up as a leader in some big business. Guess what? They also got a lot of hate. But they didn't feel like they had to explain themselves or change themselves for the haters. Instead, they just said, okay, let me show who I am by how I move my feet each day, by how I show up each day, by what I work on each day. I never try to excuse myself or explain myself in some way to a hater. Usually what I do is I read their comment and I laugh. And what I do is I explain and justify myself to myself. Don't engage them. Engage yourself. Like when you see that, ask, how am I dealing with this? Am I on my own path? Am I doing what's important to me? Not in a way that makes you like fall into their trap of thinking less of yourself, but rather you using it as an excuse to validate exactly the fact that yes, you are understood. Yes, exactly the fact that maybe you're the only one who gets you right now. Maybe Monet did think he was crazy from all the feedback, but he kept going. And that's what's important. Demonstrate, demonstrate, demonstrate. Because here's what's going to be funny. It tends to happen that the more momentum you get, the more believers you get. Yes, as you grow, your sort of like the circumference of your impact gets bigger. And so a lot more like people who are just mad or upset or haters show up on the side. That always happens, right? They'll show up on the perimeters, right? As you grow, more like crazy haters will show up on the perimeters. But as you grow, also in that sphere of influence, that grows, and your tribe grows, your community grows, the people grow with you. So trust that as you demonstrate and you stay disciplined towards your own art, your own voice, that the tribe will build. My last big thought is that you have to learn to role model positivity and good values, right? It's super hard to attack me online at this point because for a decade and over 300 episodes of a podcast and over 200 episodes of my YouTube videos and you know 6 best-selling books and literally being on stage in front of millions of people and graduating millions of people from our online courses, the effort of all that, the messaging is so clear, right? I'm the guy that tells you to be more intentional. I'm the guy that tells you to be a role model. I'm the guy that tells you be excellent at what you do so you can be of greater service to the world. And the more I talk about living fully and loving openly and making more of a difference, of stepping into that role model mindset, of honoring the struggles of life, in being authentically you, the message ends up standing for itself. You know, they could attack you in a video, or they might not like my shirt in this video, or might think it's stupid I took a picture of, you know, the cat, or, you know, they judge me or my clothes or my wife or something that they see. But the totality of what you have done, no one gets to take away from that. They just don't, even if they attack it, because here's what happens. Remember, as you build that big tribe, you've imbued good values in the marketplace, your tribe starts fighting for you. Your tribe starts canceling the haters. Your tribe starts fighting back for you, explaining for you. Your tribe starts getting your back because they're like, wait, why are you judging this guy? He's put out a decade of free content. Why are you judging this person? They've done all of these good works. And your community, your tribe ends up getting your back when you have imbued that tribe with good values and honestly demonstrated, but also commanded, demanded, begged, pleaded, cajoled for people to be positive forces in the world. You know, at base of all of my messaging has always been that "Did I Matter" message. That message about servant leadership. That message about get so good at what you do so you can be of greater service to the world. Like, how do the haters come at me when my message is about contribution? And that's what you want to think about, is that as you role model positivity, contribution, good values in the world, your tribe stands up for you, but you also stand up for yourself more. Because you know true, down deep in your heart, you're doing good work. Like, no one can make me question my work. I'm going to do this. I tell my team all the time, I'm going to do this till I'm 100 years old. Like, I'm always going to be that guy putting out personal development and psychology work. I love that field. It's what I care deeply about. And it's what I've stood for a decade. And no one gets to take that away from me. No one gets to take it away from you.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits: How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits: How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now.
Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access.
to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.